Welcome to Soul Up with Kayleen Welsh. Thanks for tuning in. For this episode, we will explore the energy of the Pisces full moon, lunar eclipse, and the closing days of Virgo season. You know, it's next week Sunday, we transition into the cosmic influence of the Libra archetype. So let's begin by breaking down the dynamics of this full moon chart. I heard once that the cosmos is God's billboard, a big sign in the heavens offering information on what we can expect to see ahead. Not the particulars, that would remove free will from the equation. Instead, what is there for us to see is the energy swirling around, the interactions between them, and a sense of what we're moving into. I think of these heavenly bodies as the guardians of the universe. In their continual dance around the earth, circling in ever-changing patterns, emitting their unique archetypal flavor through the magnetic forces that swirl through the galaxy and influence us here on Earth. It's pretty cool stuff. I'll start this conversation with a look at the full moon lunar eclipse in Pisces. First of all, I'll offer some general information about eclipses and then get into some more specifics on the Piscean influence that goes along with this full moon eclipse. So this full moon occurs at 9:34 p.m. Central Daylight Time on Tuesday, September 17th. A full lunar eclipse, you can think of it as a full moon on steroids. It's a full moon of super strength. At full moon, the moon and the sun sit in opposition, bringing tension between the unconscious mind and the conscious mind. The sun, our consciousness, who we know ourselves to be, is in its last days of Virgo, while the moon, our unconscious trying to become conscious, sits opposite in the sign of Pisces, the final sign of the zodiac and the sign of the mystery. Full moons bring patterns, behaviors, beliefs, interactions, out of the darkness and into the light so that we can see something we weren't aware of before. It's an ongoing cycle of growth and expansion. Eclipses temporarily disturb our Earth's magnetic field, producing unpredictable movements in our unseen energy systems. They create a power surge in the sign where the lunar north node is transiting and a power outage at the opposite pole where the lunar south node moves. Could this surge be necessary to the Earth system in some ways we don't yet understand? Is this a universal reboot? An influx of evolutionary energy that course corrects as our journey to the light continues. Because of the opposition associated with the full moon, a lunar eclipse is more bipolar. It produces strong waves on both sides of the electromagnetic spectrum. It's sort of a cosmic kick in the pants, bringing the theme of the sign polarity to a head. Remembering the concept of as above, so below, this energetic reboot plays out in our individual lives and in the greater outpicturing of humanity. As this eclipse occurs on the Virgo-Pisces axis, those with prominent activity in those signs may feel the impact more acutely, along with people that have planets in the signs at 90-degree angles or square, so that those would be the signs of Sagittarius and Gemini. If the eclipse makes no aspects within a couple of degrees or 3 degrees to any major planet or angle in your personal birth chart, you may not even notice the effects. They may be minimal or they may just pass by and you don't even notice that anything happened. Some eclipses produce dramatic results immediately. Others, we can see things happening for a brief period, and then others have impact that lasts for years. Author, astrologer, and wise woman Judith Hill explains eclipses as, quote, a stutter or hiccup in the celestial tide, end quote, and says that when we are in eclipse season, typically with eclipse season, there's a series of two or three eclipses in a row. She says that when we're in that season, that we are between the waves of energy that flow onto the planet. This eclipse season began with our Labor Day new moon in Virgo on September 2nd. We'll have this second of the series Tuesday with this lunar full moon eclipse that we're talking about today. And we'll close this eclipse season with a solar eclipse as the sun and moon meet to start a new cycle at 10 degrees Libra on October 2nd. So we want to take a deeper look at the energy of Pisces as its influence floods our electromagnetic field. As the sign of the mystery, the great unknown, the energy of Pisces is highly stimulating to the unconscious mind. Remember, Pluto has moved back into the sign of Capricorn to unearth any lingering nuggets of debris in our subconscious that are obstacles to our path. So what Pluto is churning up into awareness, the Pisces lunar eclipse is helping to dissolve. During this time, you may be extra sensitive and less grounded. You may have strong dreams, ones that are memorable and stick with you when you wake up. Spirits are said to be more active, so connections across the veil are more common. Intuition and imagination are enhanced, so it's a great time to connect with spirit guides and wise ones, or to consider guidance from oracle cards or psychic development tools. As the subconscious mind is more vulnerable to influence, we can use this time to more easily reprogram old tapes. So healing meditations and hypnosis can be particularly effective, and particularly when you're going to sleep at night. Just before we fall asleep, we settle into this deeper state of consciousness that adds to our receptivity. This is also a good time to enhance your immune system. In a more shadow expression, if we're being hit a little more in more challenging ways with this Pisces moon energy, eclipse energy, it may show up in more of a shadow expression. Imagination can run away with us, right? We can get caught up in our own delusions. Our dreams may clean up subconscious debris. You know, that's a great thing, but it's not very comfortable if sleep patterns are disrupted and we feel foggy or fatigued. And sleep patterns are often disrupted during eclipse. Tidal movements are unpredictable. Our ocean waters are unpredictable, and also within us, emotions are on the move. Energy is in motion. So headaches and migraines are more common as our own personal physical system feels the pull of these tides. And due to increased sensitivity, this is a really important time to be aware of the impact that medication, alcohol, drugs, they may have a stronger effect on you than normal. We can know that with the Pisces lunar eclipse, something is being washed away. Something from the past is to be left in the past, as the slate is cleared for the October 2nd solar new moon eclipse in Libra, the sign of harmony, justice, reverence, feminine energy, and the other, where seeds will be planted, just as seeds are planted at every new moon. So here's some ideas to align with the energy of this full moon lunar eclipse and work with it for your highest good. One of the suggestions is to bring in lots of light. Since one of the celestial lights is turned off during an eclipse, keep a light going. Light a pair of candles to represent the luminaries. You know, we can think of working colors. White and gold are good colors to use. And of course, whenever we can, we want to use beeswax or as a natural substance, that's ideal. If the eclipse particularly impacts your natal chart or the chart of someone you know or care about, place a photo of them with those candles. Set an intention that you'll get some guidance on how to proceed through this unraveling, upleveling that may occur with the eclipse. Light the candles a few hours before the eclipse and let them burn for a few hours after. Shine the light. Another suggestion is just simply to slow your pace. Take it easy. You don't want to push through. You want to let the energy settle. So this is not a time to start something new. To work with the energy of this eclipse, well, and as always, anybody that listens to me knows that I talk a lot about breath. But this is a great opportunity, again, to be aware of your breath. Breath carries oxygen to your cells and fills your body with life force, prana, chi. So use your breath to bring in extra vital force, which will balance out any negative polarity that's created by the eclipse. So be aware of your breathing. It's also a great time just to take super good care of yourself. But eating high chi foods, foods that support and enhance your ability to take in and feel this, heal your body with this life force energy. So high chi foods, those are things like, you know, things that are raw, organic. Nuts, whole grains, dates, lentils. You want to be eating clean foods, real foods, and foods with high water content are super helpful because you want to stay particularly hydrated. If you feel overly sensitive, a practice that you can use is called mental shielding. Envision a circle of white or golden light around you and imagine that it deflects any extra emotional tides that are happening within you or around you. It's a powerful eclipse, so we want to ready ourselves for that energy as best we're able. And then accenting this full moon is an incredible array of planetary configurations that add their influence to this cosmic swirl around us. There are so many powerful aspects that it's hard to rank them in order of importance, and it's hard to even know where to begin. But here we go. The first placement that stands out for me in looking at the chart is the Moon conjunct Neptune retrograde. Neptune, in final degrees of its long revolution all the way around the zodiac, coming now to completion of a cycle of spiritualization. I mean, that's what Neptune does, is spiritualize. And so we're coming to a completion of a cycle of spiritualization that has occurred over the last 162 years. Neptune has strongly influenced this eclipse and the reverberations to follow as we step forward onto a new cycle with greater awareness of the God, Goddess within and without. Adding their influence to this Pisces-Virgo infusion are Saturn and Mercury, at opposition to one another. Saturn, retrograde in Pisces, where it is working hard to bring spirit into form. Saturn always works hard. And Mercury is in Virgo, which has just come out of its shadow of its recent retrograde. So it's bringing forth communication and ideas, wondering how to most clearly, with the finest craftsmanship available, make the dream real. How can we do that? How do we take the spirit form of Pisces and make it real? Jupiter in Gemini is in square to both of luminaries, both the sun and the moon, inviting expanded thinking around concepts of diversity and inclusion. As part of this T-square, it challenges the way we talk, think, connect, and share information. Where do the dream and function unite? Uranus, as usual the last couple of years, is adding its revolutionary future-oriented influence. Uranus, continuing in its retrograde motion, is currently at 27 degrees Taurus. It's opposed the part of fortune and part of spirit at 27 degrees Scorpio, an exact opposition. It is in place to shake loose fears and wounds so that we can more fully transform into our most integrated expression. That's the part of fortune. And I interpret the part of spirit as a point of grace, adding its influence to release the tension of Uranus's powerful agency for change. Also, a part of that same configuration are the asteroid goddesses Eris and Pallas Athene, who conjoin the part of spirit and part of fortune. They're called Arabic parts, or lots. So the goddesses, Eris and Pallas Athene, add their energy to this opposition to Uranus. They are voices of the divine feminine, expressed through both genders, seeking a more global sense of belonging for any who feel marginalized, and allowing feminine wisdom that is both strategic and intuitively guided to expand us into higher mind. I'll be talking more about these astrological goddesses at the Women in Spirituality Conference coming up in Rochester, first weekend in October. But they represent fragments of a splintered psyche. They are prompting new understanding and new expression of feminine energies that we have not felt safe or socially supported to express. So these goddesses are adding their influence. Uranus has a place in so many different configurations here. Uranus is sextile the moon, offering an opportunity for change, healing wounds of our ancestral past. Uranus is trine the sun, offering awakening consciousness and a more authentic sense of self. Uranus is also trine Pluto. They are both powerful transpersonal planets, making it easier for us to release obstacles, heal our inner psychology, and revitalize our future. Not to be left out, Venus, at 23 degrees Libra, is opposed Chiron, conjunct Eris in Aries, stimulating wounds of identity and self-acceptance, and about having a voice at the table. We all want to have a voice at this table of life that we sit at. And Mars. Mars is at the base of the chart, at 7 degrees Cancer. Square the moon's nodes. As this divine masculine in our culture arrives at a crux point, will we, as humanity, remain in a comfort zone of patriarchy, role limitations, and inequality? Or can we open further to an expression of masculine energy that is more nurturing, in touch with emotion, and welcoming to equal partnership? That is Mars in Cancer. This placement of Mars in Cancer brings energy for karmic rebalancing at a soul level. And within a few days, next week on Sunday, autumn equinox arrives. Sunday morning, September 22nd at 7:43 a.m. as the sun completes its movement through Virgo and transitions into Libra, stirring energies around feminine expression, fairness, and vibrational resonance. Autumn equinox is a point of balance as the light and darkness encircle the globe in equal measure. Known in some schools of thought as the beginning of the year of the soul, autumn equinox moves humanity into a phase of self-transcendence, offering the capacity to become more than we presently are. Libra is the principle of cosmic reciprocity. What are we given, and how are we receiving? Is it mutual? Is it balanced? Is it fair? Those are some of the questions we'll be looking at as we move further into Libra season. I'd like to close today's episode with a poem from Uplift, an organization that names autumn equinox as World Peace Day. On the equinox, day and night are of equal length everywhere on the planet. We are able to experience this planetary event together. Wherever we are on the Earth, a change of seasons, a time of renewal, an opportunity for peace and togetherness. It's Peace Day. Let us take this opportunity to embrace, embody, and manifest peace on earth. On these days around the eclipse and the equinox, I invite you to open to your inner mystic, to deepen your relationship with spirit in whatever form or definition that takes for you, and practice peace as best you are able in all of your affairs. My intention with this podcast is to build a vibrational community, one open to evolutionary expansion and willing to hold the light for a brighter future together. Collective focus is needed as we break free of competition, hierarchy, and control, and move into a kinder, gentler world of compassion, community, and right relationship. It reminds me of the Margaret Mead quote, "Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it is the only thing that ever has." So if it feels right for you, please follow, rate, or review the podcast. Invite your friends. Our impact will grow as our network of resonance grows. And one of these days, we'll hit that 100th monkey. I'm always open to feedback and suggestions and would love to hear from you. You can message me at connect@kayleenwelsh.com. I've updated my website and I invite you to check that out, www.kayleenwelsh.com. I've added some service options, you know, some more ideas for individual counseling as well as astrological sessions. So take a look and see what's there for you. It's a website under construction, so please let me know if you find a missing link or a page not found. And you can get more information on the Women in Spirituality Conference at womenandspirituality.org. That's women and written out spirituality.org. And I would just like to say thanks again to the talented Elise Becker, the creatrix behind the song that takes us out. Pour It On Me, Warm Sweet Honey. Until next time, shine on. Soothing every sore spot, smoothing every coarse knot, leaning